Okay, we're going to just start some Chazar, Yoni, being that it's just me and you over here. We'll start over the Mishnah. The bottom of Chaf Gimel Amid Beis. Mishnah says, Ketzad Boitkin Esa Eidim. How do they check the Eidim? Zug Sheba Rishon. Boitkin Esa Rishon. Whichever ones came first, you check them first. The Machnis is a Gadol Shebehen. You take the older one. You say to him, Emor, tell us, Ketzad Ra'isa Salavana. How did you see it? Lefnei achama or lachar achama? Is it before the behind the sun? What was that? Good. Before the sun or after the sun? The tzvayno l'drayma, to the north or to the south? So was it on top or on bottom? Kama hoya gavoya, how high was it? Line hoya noite, where was it tilting? Kama hoya rochav, how wide was it? Im amr lefnei achama lo amr klum. If he said lefnei achama, he didn't say anything. In other words, we know it's for sure not going to be Lifnei Achama. That's the only one. That's the only question that we really know for sure the answer beforehand. That's what it seems like. Afterwards, we would bring in the second one to ask him the same questions. If the words are in congruity, they're incongruous, Edusun Kayemes. The other set pairs of Eidim, we asked them, Rashi Dvarim, asked them the main, you know, points. Lo shei tzichem them, not that we need these, because once you have two Eidim, you're good. We don't want them to go out feeling a little bit dejected and sad. So therefore, in order that they should come back next time, it should be that it was a positive experience. Now, this is where we're up to. The Gemara says, Hainu Litzvoina, Hainu Lefneachama, Hainu Litzvoina, Hainu Lacharachama, Hainu Lidroima. So we're assuming Litzvoina Lidroima is kind of like north and south. And what we're assuming is the following thing, that the sun is going to set, which would, while the sun is setting, you see the new moon. That means that the moon is above the sun. So therefore, then it would be Litzvoina of the moon, of the sun. And if it's Lidroima, it means that the sun is actually higher than it. And that's the same thing of Lifnei Achama or Lachori Achama. Or at least that's the way that it would appear at the moment. But the Gemara explains, Amar Abai, Pgimosa Lifnei Achama or Lachor Achama. Im Amar Lifnei Achama or Amar Klum. If the Pgima means, not a question of is it on top or on bottom, but the crescent, the Pgima is like the inside of the moon. Is it lefnei achama lachar achama? In other words, is it as if that the chama can ki'ilu see the indentation or the crescent, or it's the back and all it sees is the back curve of the moon? And why is this important? Amar Baik, we're four lines from the bottom. Pkimas lefnei achama lachar achama. Imar lefnei achama lomar klum. Domar Rabbi Yochanan. Ma'idich siv. What is the meaning of the pasuk that it says, Hamshel upachad imoy oise shalom bimroimov? He makes peace up in heaven. What does that mean? Me'oilam loiroaso chama pgimasa shalavana. The chama never saw the pgima, is the, I don't know how to literally translate the pgima, like the lack or the being pogem is to like the. The weakness of the Levana, I'll use that word. V'lo p'kimasa shalkeshes, and also not the crescent, the inner side of a rainbow. What's important for our purposes is the moon. P'kimasa shalavana dechol shadaita. The reason is because, again, remember, the moon used to have also a lot of its own sun, and it was big. But the moon had said to Hashem, Ein shnei malachim mishtam shem mekeser echad. So Hashem said to the moon, okay, so you shrink yourself. So the moon is almost like embarrassed in front of the sun, because that was originally a competition, kind of, and the moon seems like lost a little bit. So the Pekimasa Shalavana, the Chol Shadaita, it shouldn't have a weakness of its das, it shouldn't be Ki'ilu sad. And Pekimasa Shal Keshes, why is that the sun never sees the weak side of a Keshes? That would be almost look like as if the bow is being shot out from the sun. The lo lemru in order that those that serve the sun should not say Geri Kamishadia. It would almost look like the bow is coming, like this. If the like, and now we're thinking of a bow as a rainbow, but those that serve the sun have an active imagination, so they're going to imagine that this is like a bow, like a bow and arrow, and that the sun is shooting out its arrows at people that don't worship it. So that would be a very bad imagery. So therefore, Hashem makes sure that that never happens. Kama haya gavoya, ula ayin haya naita. How high was it, and how did it tilt? Says the Gemara on the top of Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, second line. Tana chada litzvayna dvarav kayamim ledroy malayim aklum. According to one Tana, if he says it was to the north, so then it was good. If he says to the south, it wasn't good. V'tanya ipcha, we have a different brayso that says the opposite. Ledroy madvarav kayamim litzvayna loyam aklum. Says the Gemara, that's not shver at all. Lo kasha. Kan b'yemaisa chama, kan b'yemaisa gishamim. We know that the moon doesn't stay in the same place in the sky, and therefore where it will be in the summer is the opposite of where it will be in the winter, and therefore that's the answer to the two braises. Tana Rabbanan, echad omer gavoya beis marados ve'echad omer gimel edusim kayemes. There's a discrepancy between the two edus, but it's very, very subtle. Amar da, I think, I don't remember where we saw it earlier, but it's like we translate it as a goad. It like goads the animals. So it's a small thing. So, you know, this could just be insignificant discrepancy, which doesn't indicate anything. So Echadam Reb Gavoy Beis Mardois, it was two Mardois high. It doesn't kayemes. But what happens if Echad Amar Gimel, the Echad Amar Hey, one says it was three mardois, the other says it was five mardois. So that the discrepancy is too significant for us to ignore. Edusin betela. Avol mitstarfin la'edus acheres. It doesn't mean that anyone is lying. It just means that we can't really see these two as saying the same thing. They could be mitstarf with someone else who comes along and says, something similar to them. And therefore, we can assume that their edus is really good under the circumstances. Tana Rabbanan. But what happens if they say the following thing? Ra'inu b'mayim. We saw it in a reflection of the water, right? We saw it, the moon bounced off the water. Ra'inu ba'ashishiyos. Or we saw it from a lantern. And also we saw the reflection off of like a the glass. Ra'inu b'avim. We saw it in the clouds. Aid may Eden a love. That's not a good testimony. You have to actually see the moon itself. What about Chetziyav B'mayim? What about if they said we saw half of it, the moon live, and somehow they only saw the other half in water? Chetziyav. Well, we're going to see. We didn't. I think I'm jumping ahead of myself. Chetziyav B'mayim, Chetziyav B'avim, Chetziyav B'shishios. Aid may Eden a love. Says the Gemara. Hashta kula amrit loy Chetziyav Mibayim. If he only says he saw half of the moon in the water, we already said that if you see the whole moon, it's not going to work. Why would half work? This is the way we're going to have to read it. What happens if he says he saw chetziv b'mayim and chetziv berakia, chetziv ba'avim and chetziv berakia, chetziv be'ashishias and chetziv berakia? I don't know why they changed the order over here, but anyway, it's the same idea. Ein me'idin alav. You have to see the entirety of the moon live with your own two eyes. Tana Rabbanan. Re'inhu, what happens if they say we saw it, and then they say v'shuv lo re'inhu, and then we say, but then we couldn't see it afterwards. In other words, it somehow like disappeared. Says the Gemara, kol hachi chazila ve'azla, which means that the Edom have to constantly be looking at it, making sure that they're seeing it for every single moment. Amar Abai Hachi Kamar. Abai says, this is what it means to say when they said they saw it and then they didn't see it. Ra'inu me aleinu vishavnu lir'oisa midateinu v'lo ra'inu. Ein me'idin alav. We kind of saw it, but it was like, we weren't really looking carefully. It was like, and then we said to each other, hey, did we just see the moon? I think so. Let's go take a look. And then we couldn't find it anymore. So we saw it, me'aleinu, is casually. Amar Abaye Hachi Kamar, let's see it again. Re'inu me'aleinu, v'shavnu liroiso midateinu v'lo re'inu. Ein me'idin alav. My time, Amar, koivisa da'iva ba'al mahu de'kachazi. Maybe they didn't actually see it. They just saw like a cloud that was in that interesting shape, like that was, you know, in a circular shape. So because we weren't paying that much attention, maybe it wasn't really the moon. And then if you have to actually see it and focus on it in order to make sure that what you're seeing is really the moon. Says the next Mishnah, Roish Bezdin Omer Mekudosh. V'chalom Oinim Acharov, Mekudosh, Mekudosh. Bein Shinir Bezmano, Bein Shilonir Bezmano Mekachin Oysoi. According to the Tanakhama, we do this procedure, whether it was seen in its time or not seen in its time. We're going to do this procedure. Re'elazer Berab Tzadok, Oymer, no. Im Lo Nir Bezmano, Im Mekachin Oysoi. Shekvar Kachu Shamayim. It's a question of a matter of a process of elimination. If it's not the first day, it's definitely going to be the second day, and it's as if Hashem already was Makadosh it. So there's no reason or point in Bezdin going through that procedure. Roish Bezdin Omer Makudosh asked the Gemara, Mi Noani Mili. Where do we know this from, that the Roish Bezdin says Makudosh? Amar Abchia Bar Gamda, Amar Abisi Bar Ben Shol, Amar Rebbe, Amar Kra. Vayidaber Moshe Asmoyed Hashem. Vayidaber Moshe. Moshe said it over. Mikancha Roish Bezdin Oimar Mekudosh. That's how we know the Roish Bezdin has to say Mekudosh. And then it says V'chala Am Oinim Acharav Mekudosh Mekudosh. Anyone that's there in the Bezdin, in the galley, I think it's called. So they answer, respond Mekudosh Mekudosh Minolon. Where do we know this from? Amar Papa Amar Kra. Ashetiku Oisam Moyadam Karile Atem. It's a Korean exiv. It says, which we are called the Mayid and the Pasuk, and he says, you should say that you should call it. Korilim Atem, you should do it. From Nachum by Yitzchok Amar, he learned it from somewhere else. Eilahem Moyadai, Heim Yoimru Moyadai. They are the ones that will say, Eilahem, they are Moyador, they should say it's Moyadai, that all the people should say it. Now, Mekudosh, Mekudosh, Trezimni Lomani. Why do we have to say Mekudosh, Mekudosh two times? What's with the repetition? Dechsev mikroi koidesh. Those words also are repetitious. Mikroi koidesh two times. Rezav Tzadok Amar im ein nira biz im loy nira bizmano in mekadshin oisai. Rezav Tzadok says there's no point in being mekadosh in shekvar kachu shamayim. Tanya pelimoi oimer bizmanoi ein mekadshin oisai. Sheloi bizmanoi mekadshin oisai. Pelimoi is of the opinion that if the new moon